The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jonathan Spires. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ben.
So first off this week, the city got its first look at designs for the new Diamond District Stadium. Fill us in on what happened.
The new design team that has kind of taken charge of designing the baseball stadium specifically for the Diamond District mixed-use development that's going to replace the Diamond, recently submitted schematic designs to the city, and we were able to get hold of those and really present a first look at the designs that have been in the works for about a year for the new baseball stadium. And it's a lot of interesting details that have been included and kind of molded in discussions with the Richmond Flying Squirrels as to what types of amenities and facilities they desire and would like, as well as what's possible with the budget and what the market demands. Really interesting look at some renderings of what the stadium would entail, including a good number of private suites and food options and essentially something for everyone all around the stadium ball field. The Richmond Flying Squirrels previously told us how they wanted a 360 degree experience with the new stadium, and they certainly would get that with this design. It's got lots of food options, as I mentioned, as well as play areas for kids and families, even a beer garden, and a lot of other details. So baseball fans in Richmond certainly interested and certainly opinionated about these new designs. Some people are excited about it. Others are a little bit more critical. And it remains to be seen if these designs might be tweaked further as the project goes forward. So we'll be watching for that.
And speaking of stadiums, the Richmond Kickers also unveiled plans for their next big project. What are they planning to upgrade?
That's right. A lot of sports news this week for Richmond BizSense. And my colleague Mike Platania has a good update with the Richmond Kickers, who in recent years have kind of taken charge of making some upgrades to City Stadium that is now their home base. They are looking to add a new, larger video board as their next big upgrade to the facility out there. And Mike's story also has some good updates about a new women's soccer club that is launching. It's called the Richmond Ivy. Mike Platania spoke with Rob Ucrop, who leads the Kickers ownership group, and got some really interesting details about the new women's ball club, as well as the upgrades going forward at City Stadium. So a lot of interesting and exciting news in that part of Richmond.
And finally this week, Legend Brewing has put their Manchester property up for sale. What does this mean for them moving forward?
I personally was sad to see this, but I think a lot of people thought this might be coming. Legend Brewing obviously is kind of getting a little bit swallowed up by all the new development happening over in Manchester. It's the longest running brewery in Richmond, predates the trend of craft breweries popping up in Richmond. It's been around for quite some time. And Mike Platania, again, with Richmond BizSense, got a interview with owner Dave Gott about what the plans are. And as of now, the plan is they have put their real estate up for sale for potential development. It hasn't been decided whether Legend would continue in a different location or whether it would pull the plug altogether. One thing's for sure is that it would not be part of any new development if a developer does end up purchasing that property. But sad news for beer lovers, especially longtime beer lovers in Richmond, obviously a very popular spot in an even more popular spot in Manchester. So another case of development prompting some changes in Richmond, but it's been a good run for Legend, and who knows, perhaps it'll continue.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jonathan Spires from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.